Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and you're listening to the Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. I hope you enjoyed last week's video podcast. Remember, we have a Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast every Thursday, and every fourth Thursday will be a Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Video Podcast. Last week's was all about our junior camp, which was tons of fun. You don't want to miss out on watching that. Next time, we'll be on where some of us Patriots cheerleaders have been to help boost the morale of troops around the world. Now, today, we have Jennifer Garza with us. Hello, Jen.
Hello, Lori.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, thanks. Together, we're going to discuss what you can do if you don't make the cheer team that you tried out for, maybe in your school or high school, whatever it is you tried out for. We'll have tips for some good fall makeup. Of course, we'll have our key stretch of the week. Good old Jen's going to give that to us.
Oh, yes. Love to stretch.
And we'll get to know Jen some more, and we'll answer one lucky listener's question. So let's kick it off right now and start off with, if you don't make the team that you tried out for.
Yep.
Because obviously that's a hard thing.
Yeah, it's difficult. It can be discouraging. You shouldn't let it discourage you.
No,
but,
you shouldn't. But I mean, it's...
It happens.
Yeah.
Not everybody can be accepted onto every team they try out for, and you can't make every audition, but there's lots of things you can do to try to improve so you do better on the next one or next year,
exactly.
Whatever it may be, but... You know, just simple solutions like, you know, taking more dance classes if that's your weakness.
Right.
Or
and it doesn't have to be like technical dance.
No, not even.
Like rock
it out.
Yeah,
yeah. That will help. Anything helps.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but
you can even check your local teams. There's probably Pop Warner squads,
mm-hmm.
you know, or little clubs.
Absolutely.
I know the college I went to, I didn't really cheer at, but they had a cheerleading club.
Yeah, like intramural type
like
stuff.
Exactly, like amateur squads.
Yeah.
All over the place.
It doesn't have to, yeah, it doesn't have to be, you know, prima ballerina or anything, but anything helps, you know.
Right, and practice obviously makes perfect. So
such an old, like, key, you know, cliche, but it really, it's true.
No, it definitely does. So whatever you learned at your audition or your tryout,
mm-hmm.
take it. Practice it continuously.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you that much better for next year.
Yeah, definitely.
And I would definitely encourage trying out again.
Oh, of course. Don't get discouraged and not go back and feel silly or whatever. But yeah, definitely keep trying. You know,
exactly.
You're bound to get something. Maybe that one wasn't right for you. You know.
Right. I mean, so. I personally tried out twice before making Patriots cheerleading.
Did
so,
you?
I mean, you never know.
You never know. Mm-hmm. Look at you now. You're a pro.
You never know. Another thing to keep up with for trying out again next year is to stretch.
Stretching, definitely.
We always emphasize stretching. Every single podcast we do, it's mm-hmm. like, you got to stretch.
It's very important, and even if you know, it's something you need to do consistently as well. You can't, you know, stretch, you know, and then not do it for a couple weeks because, you know, you'll go right back to where you were.
Right.
It's the more you stretch, you know,
the
back to, like, practice makes perfect. The more you do it, the better you'll be at it.
Right.
It's
and
not fun.
No.
It hurts sometimes.
It hurts.
You know, you can always get a little bit better. You
right.
know?
But you know what I do at night? I watch TV, and it kind of takes my mind off of what I'm actually doing
mm-hmm.
as I'm stretching.
Yeah, definitely.
So if I'm sitting in a split for 10 minutes, I don't even notice it because I'm like, oh, what's she doing?
You yeah, know? Exactly. That's important. Yeah, for any stretchy, that's why I try to take my mind off the pain of it as well. You know,
right.
just put my head down and just think of something else while I'm doing this stretch, holding it for whatever, you know, the 20 seconds that I'm doing it, because if you do that, it'll be over in no time.
Sing to yourself.
You just
count.
Just do something, it'll be over before you know it. Just
say the ABCs in your head.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. It really helps because it really, I'm not going to lie, it's not fun.
Nope. And you have a key stretch for us because you are doing our key stretch of the week.
I do. It's a pretty basic stretch. Well, but it works. So lay down on your back and with both legs stretched out in front of you, take one leg in and grab your knee, pull it towards your chest to start. You don't want to just bring your leg right up in the air because you might injure yourself. So take it slow. You hug your knee in.
You should keep your shoulders on the ground.
Yeah, keep your shoulders on the ground. Try not to twist your body. Just try and keep everything in line. And slowly extend your leg up to the ceiling. Try not to bring it to the side. You know, try to keep it in line, keep it straight. And slowly bring it towards your body. But don't bring your body to your leg.
Right.
Keep your back and head down on the floor. And just slowly, you know.
Right, because to make this stretch effective, good form is definitely
and don't rush it. And don't do it really quickly, you know. Take your time. You can bend it back down and stretch it back up again.
So basically what it looks like is you're doing a split backwards.
But laying on your back,
right.
Yes.
And I would say roll your ankles a little bit to stretch out some of your ankles
yep.
as you have your leg extended.
Yeah, and that will take your mind off of the extension
the
as well. distraction. So
of course.
Yeah, that one really works for me. Obviously do it on both legs.
Very good. And that was our key stretch of the week. Thanks for that, Jen.
You're welcome.
And now for another topic, we're going to talk a little bit about the change of seasons and you changing makeup.
Ooh. Fun stuff.
That is fun.
It is fun. Makeup's fun.
So if you're not in New England, you're probably not experiencing
great weather change.
Yes.
Like we are.
Oh, it's amazing.
It was freezing last week, and this week we're having almost an Indian summer.
Yeah, it's like a heat wave. It's very strange.
And we're used to it. I mean,
I know.
I haven't put any of my summer clothes
away
yet.
It's like, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, and you know, it might be different. So.
Of course, but that's the beauty of New England.
Beauty of New England. Love it.
With fall, you obviously want to change your makeup to fall-ish.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean you need to go get a whole new concealer or
anything like that. And also, like, your skin tone will change, too. You might, if you don't tan full all year round, you know, you might have a lighter foundation.
Right. So you have to basically watch to make sure you're not putting on
your summer makeup. Your summer foundation during the fall.
Summer bronzer.
Yes, you don't want to do that.
Right, because then your face is going to be a totally different color than the rest of your body. But the easiest way to get fall color is to change your eyeshadow.
Yep, definitely.
Now you want to stick closer to the bronzes, the earth tones.
The earthy tones.
They have like these wicked pretty olive greens.
Yep. I've seen those. Those are cool.
Those are so pretty.
They look cool with dark eyes as well.
Yeah.
Those brown eyed girls.
Brown eyed girls. Victoria, brown eyes. There's nothing against blue eyes.
No, blue eyes is great too. They have lots of good stuff.
But blue eyes always look good.
Yeah, right? We gotta spruce our eyes up a little bit.
Just a little bit. In the crease of your eye, if you put a darker shade, maybe of a dark brown or whatever color theme you're going for,
highlight your bone structure. Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. And we get our makeup through Motives.
Yep.
And they're online, too. You can just Google Motives to find their website.
They have some great colors. I really like the colors that they gave me. They gave me a really cool bronze color for eyeshadow, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
It looks really cool.
What they taught us was to not necessarily follow the crease in your eye. I mean, you put it in the crease, but you follow the shape of your eye.
Right.
And I think that's a huge mistake a lot of girls do, is they put it in the crease and then they're wearing it all day and basically it just comes the skinny crease of
makeup. Like a line, and it makes your eyes look smaller as opposed to bigger.
Right.
And so you want the opposite of that. So.
Right, so you
want
to accentuate the actual shape of your eye.
Nice big eyes,
big, beautiful eyes. Big, beautiful brown eyes. another thing I think, when I was in school, a lot of girls would put so much makeup on for during the day at school, and it actually looks worse.
Yeah, there's a difference between day makeup and night makeup. When you're going out and it's darker, you want to wear a little bit more just because it is darker and you want to look fancier, or you're going out, that's cool. But during the day, you don't want to look too made up.
Right.
It just doesn't fit.
Natural beauty goes way further than caked on makeup.
It really does.
All the
time.
It
makes a difference. And people say that all the time. You look better with less makeup on. You look better with less makeup on. You know, it's like,
right.
It's true.
It does.
Natural beauty, shine through.
Inner beauty.
Inner beauty.
You're inner beauty. If you put blush on, I also think it accentuates your cheekbones, makes you always look a little happier.
Yes, of course. That little glow. And again, you don't want to put it in the wrong spot either, because, you know, that will do the opposite. You want to accentuate your bone structure or give yourself some more cheekbones. You know, if you put it in the wrong spot, you're going to...
And if you smile and look in the mirror, you'll know exactly where your cheekbones
apples
are.
Apples of your cheeks.
Right, and that's... Either I put darker blush on underneath my cheekbones, just because I don't have very structured cheekbones.
Yeah, and that will give you that look.
Right. But if you have, like, big cheekbones, and when you smile, they pop out, then it's better to put, like, a pink or something right on those apples.
Right.
That took me a while to figure out.
It takes a little while to figure out what works best for you.
Right, and it's fine to experiment.
It's totally fine. But, I mean, there's not just one strict way you have to do it. Everybody's face is different. Everybody's shapes are different to their face and bone structure. So you have to figure out what works best for you.
And we're not saying that you have to wear fall colors.
No, you can do whatever you want. But that's just an idea. It's just something to think about. Just change it up, you know. So
I went shopping this weekend, and they're all oranges all over the place. I love orange.
It's cool.
Because of the tree leaves.
Yeah, oh, it's my favorite part.
If you're in New England, you know what the foliage looks like.
It's amazing.
Orange,
it's such a cool
and yellow
feeling.
And it's beautiful. And I love sweaters. And I do the bad thing. I tend to match some of my eyeshadows with my shirts.
Oh, whatever. It's fine. It's fun.
Not to the T. Don't get me wrong. I don't do it all
There's
the time.
There's a bright orange sweater with bright orange eyeliner.
I look pretty.
Like a pumpkin.
But Halloween's coming fast.
Oh, fun.
Like a pumpkin. But, yes, you can definitely change up your makeup a little bit.
Yes, it's just fun.
So we're going to get to know a little bit about Jennifer.
Oh, boy.
Here. We all call her Jen.
Yeah.
Jen, this is your first year.
This is my first year, and I love it.
Do you love it?
I do love it.
When you first made the squad, what did that feel like? Because I remember when I first made the squad, and I guess I was in disbelief because I saw the group of girls that were already previously on the thing, and I was like, oh my god, that's so cool that they're yeah. They're so close and blah, blah, blah. And then when I made it, it was like they were still kind of close, and I was like, oh, I don't really know where to
I'm
go.
I'm here now.
And yeah. then it's like you go to your first practice, and it's like everything's fine.
Yeah.
It's like you're just one of them.
Just happens.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody's very welcoming, and I don't know, there's always, you know, before when we're auditions and girls are talking, oh, the friendships are the best. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it's great, whatever. That's, but really, really is. Right. Everybody's so, it's like a family.
Definitely. You know, it's kind of hard not to, especially because we're together so much.
Yeah, and we go through a lot together. We're all stressed out, learning new things, and we go through a lot together.
And nobody knows except for
us.
Girls,
exactly.
Right.
So it's you share a very special thing in your life, and it's a great opportunity, and those girls are going through it with you.
Right.
And, you know, maybe they're...
And I bet you it's like that on pretty much every cheerleading squad.
Oh, yeah.
Every competition you go
through. Dance team or...
Right.
Competition or, yeah, cheer squad. It's a cool thing to have. The camaraderie of it all. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's cool. It's really it's a cool thing. It's something you should cherish and be, you know, appreciate it. You don't let it pass you by. And
not at all.
Just appreciate it and soak it all.
So, as I said, we call you Jen. But...
Yes.
Okay, so this is the deal. Every week I print up the biography of my victim.
Oh boy.
And give it a quick rundown. But you have Gonzo here. Now, I'm not sure if the listeners are old enough to know who Gonzo is.
Yeah.
But Gonzo was a Muppet baby.
Oh yeah.
And what
he's
animal
an old
was
Muppet
he?
Too. I don't know. He's not an animal. He's like a made up character, a made up species. He has a nose like looks like a banana. But I mean, the name really isn't based. My last name is Garza, and I was always crazy. I was growing up as a teenager. I was wacky. So I've always been. Gonzo's a funny character in the Muppets. He's out there. He's a strange
yeah.
one.
So
I think Garza kind of turned resembles Gonzo, and I don't know. That's just how it's kind of morphed into Gonzo.
Oh,
so
that's not a bad.
And
thing.
But now, like everybody, people buy me Gonzo things for the character. You know, so that's like a my little thing. So.
And
he's
as
a cute
I was saying,
character.
Gonzo is like an unknown species. I always thought it was like an anteater slash
That's,
elephant.
He kind of has like a nose like Alf. Like, I don't know, this big
they
one.
Don't even know who Alf is.
I don't know who Alf is either. I don't know, yeah, like an elephant. I don't know what it is. It's weird. And he has like a pet chicken. I don't know. He does.
Isn't it a rubber chicken too?
Yes, he loves rubber chickens, and he has a little chick. I don't know.
Anyway,
he's
that's
cool.
Gonzo.
That's Gonzo for you.
I suggest watching A Muppet Baby's Christmas.
Or
Muppet's Christmas Carol. Like, awesome.
And Muppets Take Manhattan is a great one.
Oh,
Gonzo's
so funny.
Superb in that. He gives a good performance in that one.
Taking it down a notch and getting a
yeah.
little more serious
yeah.
around here. Jennifer, you have an impressive list of community service things that you've done. Is it something you just go out and say, hey, I feel like I'm going to volunteer here today, or is it just something that you kind of fall into?
I kind of fell into it because of dancing. My studio that I grew up dancing at was in the heart of Worcester, Massachusetts, and we did a lot for the community. We really, you know, really took pride in being the dance studio that performed at all the, you know, different charities and did fundraisers and giving back to anything that we could. And it was really, you know, was instilled in me as, you know, since I've, as long as I can remember, from when I was like four and 5 years old, started dancing at nursing homes and just stuff like that. It just became something that we did all the time.
That's
at different hospitals, nursing homes, or different charity events, and raising money for this and that. And
it was
really a cool thing to do growing up. It was just something that we always did. It wasn't something, oh, I gotta do this now.
Right.
It's something that we did all year round, all the time, and it really was something I just fell into, but it's a good feeling.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, your favorite song is In My Life by the Beatles.
Oh, it's such a hard question. What is your favorite song? There's millions of songs out
there's
there, but...
millions of songs. It's like, what kind of mood am I in?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I
picked that one because... the words, they don't, I'm sure anybody listening to this is probably too young to know the Beatles that well, but the words in the song are just talking about, you know, you go through lots of changes in your life, you meet lots of people in your life, you move all around lots of places in your life, but there's always those special people and special places.
Do you want to sing us a little bit of it?
Oh, okay, I'll sing the beginning.
Okay.
There are places I remember. So whatever, I don't know. All my life. No, I'm not going to sing
fine.
It, but
fine.
This talks about, you know, people
very
that you really love. Yeah, it really means a lot. I traveled a lot in my life and met lots of people, but they're all your best friends and those places, your hometown that you love, and you won't forget it, you know?
Very good.
So that's special to me.
Good. Your favorite animated character is Dory from Finding Nemo.
I love Finding Nemo.
I love when she, like, forgets everything.
And people call me Dory because they say I have a bad memory. So people call me Dory all the time. Or they'll call me Goldfish because I guess goldfish have... they forget things, like...
They do?
Eight seconds after they do them, I guess. Like,
how do people know that?
I don't know. I know. How would you even know that? I don't know.
You have a lot of nicknames, and you only have two here.
So I should have put Dory and Goldfish. I don't know if they're good ones. They're kind of all derogatory. But that's okay. Yeah, that's a good character. And I love Ellen DeGeneres, and she did the voice for Dory.
Let's ask somebody for directions.
Hey! Is it with men and asking for directions?
So now we're going to help a friend in need, Jen. We answer a question every week.
Okay.
And this lucky listener wins the book called Patriots United, and I have it right here.
Ooh, right in front of me.
And the pictures are just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Very cool. So the question is, hello, Lori. My question is as followed. Do any of you ladies find it hard being stars and having a life outside the game and on an everyday basis? Do you ladies love cards and letters sent to you, or does it bother you girls? This is from Robert Fitzgerald in Winthrop, Massachusetts.
All right.
I don't think it bothers us to get fan mail.
Oh, it doesn't bother me at all.
No, I like, you know.
Who doesn't like, you know, it just lets you know you're doing a good job and people appreciate what you're doing. That's
right.
Fine.
Exactly.
That's fine, of course. No, it makes us feel good about ourselves.
I definitely agree. And we all sit in circle.
Yeah.
And it's like when Tracy says, oh, fan mail for, you know.
You're like, oh, yay. Oh, no, it's great. It doesn't bother me at all. I don't know about anybody else, but I think it's great.
I don't see
I appreciate it. No. I don't think so either.
Not at all.
Nope.
What about being a star, having a life outside the game on an everyday basis?
I mean, it does take up a lot of our time. And I do find it hard to sometimes have a life outside, but...
Right. I think you kind of carry it with you everywhere you go.
Yeah, it's something that you have.
There's
that
no getting away from it.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing at all. People know that you're a cheerleader, and people are interested in it, and they think it's cool, and that's fine, you know?
Right.
You always have to remember that people do know that, though, so
exactly.
You have to present yourself well, and not that I don't ever, but...
Gonzo
would never present herself in a bad way. But, I have a busy life. We all do. We all work, you know.
Right.
I work a full-time job outside of being a cheerleader and with, you know, working full-time, having practices and doing things like this, extra things, you know, and doing lots of promos and being out there all the time. People are like, well, you are so busy. Like, how do you find time? Like, I don't know.
But it's
It's
like
just something
good.
It's good. I'd rather
it's
be busy.
You're never going to do again.
Absolutely.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I have no complaints. I do it to myself. You know, you can't say, oh, I'm so busy. You know, it's fine, but you do it to yourself, and it's great. There's only 23 girls on this planet that get to say that they're New England Patriots cheerleader.
And you and I are two of them.
We are two of them.
So that was our lovely answer for you, Robert.
Yes.
If you'd like us to answer one of your questions, and remember it can be about absolutely anything, cheerleading, dance, us, boyfriends, shopping, like anything,
boy.
Send your questions to today@patriots.com. Remember to type in chit chat in the subject line. If your question is answered in next week's Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, you win the Patriots 3 Games to Glory DVD.
Oh my goodness.
Which is a great DVD.
Yes.
I was at Super Bowl 39.
Okay, woo! That's enough. And I will be at the next one, so that's fine.
We get it. Not going to look for that one.
Yeah, right.
That about does it for this week's Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast. Thank you for joining me, Jen.
Thank you for having me, Lori. It was fun.
We'll be cheering at Gillette Stadium right here in home on Sunday against the Denver Broncos. Wish us luck.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Join us again next Thursday. And until then, I'll see you on the sidelines.